It's time to encounter a day of bliss as we read The Open Heavens, a daily devotional authored by Pastor E.A. Adeboye from the Redeemed Christian Church of God.
And you're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. Once again, the Lord has made us see a brand new day, and for this we have come with our hearts of gratitude. So if you're grateful for a brand new day, I want you to lift up your voices wherever you are and just say a word to just appreciate the King of Glory. Let us let him know that we are grateful for this special gift that he has given to us. Father, for the gift of life, for the gift of breath, for the gift of sound mind that you have given us this morning. Father, we want to appreciate you. To you, we ascribe all glory, honor, and adoration. Please accept our thanks in the name of Jesus. It's a brand new day, and today is the 15th day in the month of August 2024. And we are grateful to be seeing another Thursday in this month. The month is fast moving to an end. And we have come with another word from the mind of God. So if this is your first time of joining us and you're wondering what you are doing here or what you are listening to, I want to first assure you that you are in the right place. And you are listening to the Open Heaven Hour. This is the time of the day where we gather to take our devotion. The word of God is like a necessity that we need, and having it the first thing in the morning is like a remedy to all the day's problem. Because the word is like a weapon, and knowing the mind of God concerning our lives can save us a whole lot of stress. So I can assure you that you are in the right place. If you're a frequent on the show, you know what time it is. It is time to tell somebody, to tell somebody, to tell everybody that it is time for our devotion. So ring the bell, sound the alarm. Let everybody know that it is time for our devotion. Gather your friends, family, community. Share the link and let them be partakers of today's lesson. Once again, I want to welcome you to another day. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. It's brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotional Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Once again, I want to welcome you. Today is Thursday, the 15th day in the month of August 2024, and we'll be looking at another topic today that says Prayer Extinguishes Part 2. Prayer Extinguishes Part 2. Our hymn for today will be taken from hymn 22 of our Open Heaven Devotional. Hymn 22, Sweet Hour of Prayer. Sweet Hour of Prayer. A Bible in 1 year will be taken from the book of Jeremiah chapter 40 to chapter 43. Jeremiah from chapter 40 to chapter 43. Our memory verse will be taken from James chapter 4 verse 3. James chapter 4 verse 3. Ye ask and receive not, because ye ask amiss, that ye may consume it upon your lusts. Again, our memory verse is taken from the book of James chapter 4 verse 3, ye ask and receive not, because ye ask amiss, that ye may consume it upon your lust. Our Bible reading for today will be taken from the book of James chapter 4 verse 1 to 6. James chapter 4 from verse 1 to 6. Where do wars and fights come from among you? Do they not come from your desires for pleasure that war in your members? You lust and do not have. You murder and covet and cannot obtain. You fight and war, yet you do not have, because you do not ask. You ask and do not receive, because you ask amiss, that you may spend it on your pleasures. Adulterers and adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Whoever therefore wants to be friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. Or do you think that the scripture says in vain, the spirit who dwells in us yearns jealously, but he gives more grace? Therefore he says, God resists the proud and gives grace to the humble. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. The manual says, yesterday I discussed how sin can extinguish our prayers. Another prayer extinguisher is not praying according to God's will. You must understand that God has a plan for your life and wants to bring you to an expected end. We can see that in the book of Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11. Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11. This means that God already has an expectation about you before you were born. Thus, everything he does, including the prayers he answers, is to bring you to an expected end. You cannot pray for God to do something against his will and expect him to do it. Many people have said, I have been asking God for a particular thing for so long without an answer. Where they are probably getting it wrong is that they are not checking if what they are asking for aligns with God's will or if it's just their selfish lusts. We can see that in the book of James chapter 4 verse 3. James chapter 4 verse 3. Asking for something outside God's will is asking amiss. Such prayers are extinguished and God will not grant such requests. This is why you must be intimate with the Holy Spirit. The book of Romans chapter 8 verse 26 says that we do not know how to pray because many a times we don't know the will of the Father. However, the Holy Spirit can help you to pray exactly what the will of the Father is, and then your prayers will be attended to. When you pray in tongues, you are praying very accurate prayers because the Holy Spirit is praying the will of the Father through you. Imagine that you are friends with the son of the chairman of a company and you apply for a job in that company using an application letter that was written by a director in the company, and having the chairman's son, who is also a director, as your referee. When your application gets to the chairman's table, he will not be able to ignore it because it will contain the exact things that relate to the organization and the role you are applying for, and also because his son is your referee. You will surely have the job because your application will contain exactly what is on the chairman's mind, and you have a good relationship with his son. If you don't want your prayers extinguished, let the Holy Spirit pray to you as you maintain an intimate relationship with Jesus Christ, in whose name you are praying. The best prayer points are the ones generated for you by the Holy Spirit. Today's Open Heaven comes with a prayer point that says, Holy Spirit, please teach me to pray according to the will of the Father at all times. Holy Spirit, please teach me to pray according to the will of the Father at all times. Let's pray that prayer this morning. Teach me to pray according to the will of the Father. For in Jesus' name we have prayed. May God bless the reading and the hearing of His word in Jesus' name. But I would want to implore you that before you make this prayer, if you have not given your life to Christ, or you are still contemplating and thinking about it, this is a perfect opportunity, because you cannot have a relationship with the Holy Spirit without having a relationship with the Father. So I want you to bow your heads and pray this prayer with me. Say with me, Lord Jesus, I believe that you are the Son of God, and I come boldly before you. I ask that you forgive me my sins and cleanse me of every unrighteousness. I ask that you accept me as yours. I open the doors of my heart for you today, this morning. Come and enthrone yourself in my heart. I let go of my past, and I embrace you into my future. Thank you, Father, for answering me. For in Jesus' name we have prayed. As simple as that prayer is, it is very powerful. And I don't want you to stop there. I want you to continue growing your relationship with Jesus Christ. Strive to know Him. And if you're wondering how you can know Him more, you can keep joining us every morning. Or better still, you can reach out to us on Instagram. That's praisepalaceradio_UK. praisepalaceradio_UK. And we can put you through step by step on how to go through your salvation process and how to grow in the Spirit. Somebody will definitely be attending to you. And don't worry, you'll remain anonymous till you grow to become the bold child of God that Christ intends you to be. Once again, I want to welcome you to the fold of believers, the fold of Christ. You're welcome. If this has blessed you and you would like to be a blessing to somebody, please kindly share. How can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on our podcast. Click on Open Heaven Hour. You'll see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on the share button or download and share with somebody today. You can also download our mobile app on Play Store and Apple Store. You can download our mobile app, Praise Palace Radio. This will help you to follow all our exciting programs throughout the day. Please kindly join us every single day. It promises to be exciting. It promises to be an exciting journey. Thank you for staying tuned. Till you hear my voice again, till we gather for another word from the mind of God. Please stay blessed. You can only come this far. And who showed the moon where to hide till evening? Are you sick, frustrated, lost, broken, or even feeling alone? Is the weight of your pain holding you down that you find it so difficult to hope? I have come with a good news this morning for you today, and it's that Jesus cares, Jesus loves, and Jesus saves. He is waiting at the corner of your heart to be let in. He is there to heal you, just only if you can open the doors of your heart to Him. If you are ready for a brand new beginning right now, I want you to say after me, Lord Jesus, I confess that you are the Son of God. I accept you as my personal Lord and Savior. I give you my past, for a brand new future in you. Thank you because I know you have heard me. In Jesus' name I pray. I want to welcome you right now to the family of Christ. God bless you.